Good evening. Welcome to the July 10th, 2018 City of Black Diamond Planning Commission meeting. Would you please join me in the flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. At this point in time, I'd like to call for public comment. Is anyone wishing to address the Planning Commission, please do so at this time. Oh, excuse me. Excuse me, Clerk. Would you please do the roll call?
Yes. Commissioner LaFonte?
Present.
Commissioner Sachs?
Present.
Commissioner Eckberg?
Here.
Commissioner McKinney?
Here.
Commissioner Amber? Absent, excused. Commissioner Olson?
Present.
All right. Thank you, Clerk, for the roll call. At this point in time, we will entertain public comments. If you'd like to make a comment, please step to the podium, cite your name and your city for the record. Mr. Davis?
Is that on?
You turn a little light, a little button on the front, Gary.
Okay, it seems that I'm on now. All right. Thank you for the opportunity to speak before the Planning Commission. Gary Davis, Black Diamond. I read a brief synopsis of what you're supposed to be covering tonight, and the only 2 points I wanted to make is there's enough mixed use already planned for, enough high density development of whatever type you want to talk about, mixed commercial, residential, whatever. The problem is we don't have enough infrastructure now, and with the way it's planned, we're not going to have enough infrastructure in the future to handle what's happening in this area. With the amount of housing they want to try to do, it's just not going to work. So please, don't start making it possible to, don't start on the path of making it possible to do all this extra density and development, because the major landowners have gotten a lot of money out of this. Nobody's hurting because they can't sell their property because they can't develop it the way they want to. There are some minor exceptions to that, but that's mostly environmental regulations. And that's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Davis. Would anyone else like to make public comment? Kristen? Please step forward to the podium and cite your name and city for the record.
Good evening, Planning Commission. My name is Kristen Bryant, and I live in Bellevue. I grew up in Black Diamond, and simply wanted to repeat a comment tonight that you heard from my father a couple of meetings ago. I did ask my parents to come to the meeting tonight and make the comment, and it was something about their 53rd wedding anniversary, some lame excuse as to why they're not here with this information. But I think you remember maybe my dad had indicated his concern and looking forward at the land use map, and I share this concern that anything that's potentially an up zone is probably too much because Black Diamond has so much growth already underway and permitted. And he had said that nobody should be zoned above R4, which would be considered the low density residential, I think, in Black Diamond. 4 houses per acre, that if anybody's getting a zoning that's more houses per acre than that, that's something to really look at and scrutinize as to why they get that increase in their property value and that potential to add a lot more growth to this area that has been in other elements of the comp plan is really proposed as remaining a small rural town, and R4 makes a lot more sense when you are trying to zone that way. So thank you.
Thank you for your input. We have, is there anything you'd like to add now about a change?
Madam Chair, I'd like to make a motion to move to suspend the regular order of the agenda and move to number 5 before we move to number 4.
I'll second that motion.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? All right. So the topic is the discussion regarding the format for the meeting notes and minutes. And we had considered this at last month's meeting, that we should or could consider going to action minutes. Is there more that the commissioners would like to add to that conversation?
The reason why I suggested this at the last meeting, and I don't know if Mr. Larson was up here, but after reviewing the first set of minutes, it was difficult to get through the, they were very explicit, very detailed set of minutes, and the purpose of minutes, in my opinion, is to record the action that the body of us make. If people are interested in the details, there is an audio recording. So in my opinion, the reason why I brought it up in the first place was to kind of reduce the amount of, the length of the minutes, the detail of the minutes, and just try to capture exactly what action we take as a body. And so in my opinion, the minutes really should be just a record of what action we took or not. Not so much a detailed record of who said what and when, how, and he said, she said, and that kind of back and forth. And so what I'm really hoping for is that we can, I'm not sure if we need to make a motion just because we don't really have a set rule of how the minutes are supposed to be. We just have kind of a tradition of how the rule, how the minutes have been in the past. And so I'm hoping we can maybe come to a consensus about how whether or not we should take action minutes. Sometimes they're called action plus minutes, but there's a little bit of detail involved.
Any other commissioners?
Commissioner Olson. I agree, and I did when I went back and I listened to the 57 minutes of entertainment online. So I did hear the meeting last week, and I agree with you that the original version was a bit long, and it sometimes the nonverbalness didn't communicate effectively what was going on, I believe. But with saying that and listening to the recording, I also think that we have to be more aware of the microphone, because as I was listening back, it was very hard to hear some people who were talking, just because it's not something I think we all keep in mind. So if we're going to limit the written information, I think it's important that we keep in mind that we need to be louder with the mic, and so it's recorded.
I would agree, but I would also like to point out that the minutes are the record. And so as long as the action of what was taken during the meeting is captured in the minutes, it's sufficient.
Well, and I do believe, too, that the technology of all of our business here and with meetings that are open to the public, and indeed, we have more than one record of the verbatim conversation. So yes, I would agree that it would be a fine idea to limit the work of the clerk and to go to the action minutes format. Any other comments? All right. And it has been brought to my attention, we don't need to have a motion on this. So by agreement, we're going to move to the next agenda item, the approval of the minutes. And if the commissioners have had a moment to look through those, the last set of minutes seem like they have gotten to a kind of a scaled-down format, and it didn't seem to me that there was anything out of order with the minutes the way they were recited. And that they were recaptured here for our approval tonight. Is there any other discussion about the minutes? We'll approve them separately.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the regular meeting of minutes of April 10th.
Second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right, so we will go ahead and approve the April 10th, 2018 minutes as attached in our packets tonight. Can I have a motion from the floor to approve the meeting minutes of May 8th, 2018?
I'd love to make a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of May 18th, 2018.
Second.
So it's been moved and seconded to approve the regular meeting minutes of May 8th, 2018. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried.
So, I would also like to make a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of June 12th, 2018.
Is there a second on that?
Second.
So it's been moved and seconded to approve the June 12th meeting minutes. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. So thank you very much, and hopefully, Clerk Kathy, this will make your job a little bit easier for you. And we will then move to our next agenda item, which is the comp plan update, and Ms. Kincaid.
Thank you, Commissioners. So I want to explain a little bit what you have in front of you, what you received. In your agenda and meeting reminder that Kathy sent out, I provided a little handout that talks about the different types of commercial development, because that's going to be our focus of our discussion tonight. You have in front of you a kind of a real thick packet. This is for you to take home and read. These are comments that were sent from the Peter Rimbos and his group. They call themselves the TAT. And these are just, you know, really for you to go home and read like you have done the other comments, so that when you start to deliberate on the final draft that you want to recommend to the City Council for adoption, that you have had time to think about the comments and what people have had to tell you. So that's that big one.
Excuse me, Ms. Mm-hmm. Kincaid, but I noticed that this was received by the city yesterday. Is there a reason why this wasn't sent to the Planning Commission as a normal notice of protocol, or
a forward? There, if you'd like that, I can do that. It didn't come to me. It would, mm-hmm. had my wrong email address, so it wasn't until today that I realized that it had been received by the clerk. So yes, if the Planning Commission would like to just automatically have that forwarded, we can certainly do that. I was just concerned that if you got this forward, you might think that it was something you needed to read before the meeting.
Got it. I understand. I guess it just, it's not really, from the sender, it wasn't really addressed to the Planning Commissioners separately. And
right.
So perhaps the sender just is unfamiliar with
the process
and the protocol for our deliberations. So,
that,
all right, thank you.
That would be my guess.
Does anyone know where Planning Commission at blackdiamondwalk.gov goes to?
Do not have any idea.
Because the original sender did send it to that email address.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if that's a group email that could be set up and forwarded, or I don't know how that's maybe sent to one person, not sure.
Mm-hmm. I'll look into that. I didn't even realize we had that email address.
Oh, yeah,
so. I don't believe that's a working email address, which is probably part
maybe
of the problem.
Maybe they're just typing stuff in.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
But thank you. That's something I need to look into and clean up, because you know, heaven help us if people are thinking that they're contacting the Planning Commission that way, and mm-hmm. and it's a black box.
Okay.
Thanks.
Got it. Thank you.
May I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of, you know, I've only been on the commission this year. Who is Peter Rimbos, and what is the Citizens Technical Action Team? How is that related to the Planning Commission here?
No, it isn't. It's just a voluntary group. I don't even really know how many members or anything about them, but they're a voluntary group that have, you know, taken upon themselves to stay involved and read our comp plan draft and provide
input. Okay, because there's like demands in here. And so I just wanted to make sure I understood exactly who they are and why they are
demanding that we do
certain things.
Yeah, they don't have any official capacity or authorities.
Okay,
right?
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
So we should consider this, just for further explanation, we should just consider this additional public comment?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good.
Yes.
Thank you.
Did somebody reach out to them, or did they reach out to us?
They have been reaching out to us. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, but they are not another governing body of the city?
No.
Or, okay. Thank you.
So there's that. And then just the map that we talked about me producing and bringing so we could further and you know, come to some conclusion on what we're talking about with the land use designations and how to handle sort of the what to do about mixed use. So you have this big map that shows you the layers of the comp plan designations that we currently have with the MPD overlays and the TDR receiving areas. And then what's also on there is that thick green line, which is the proposed concept to 2035 for the new roads, so that we can kind of look at the land use with all of that in mind. And then I just copied and gave you, just for a cheat sheet, this is out of Chapter 5. You've already read it. I didn't want you to have to go piling through your comp plan, but this is the Chapter 5 in the draft update that talks about the different commercial designations. So what I'd like to be able to get through tonight is a discussion on the problem of how do we want to handle the sort of lavender pinky spots that are currently designated on our adopted comp plan as mixed use, but there was never any implementing zone created for them. So We want to get through that and hopefully come up with a solution that we're all comfortable and have consensus on for the draft planning, the draft plan that would go to public hearing. And then before we leave tonight, it's my hope that we could actually set the date for the public hearing, which would be your next meeting on August 7th. And what that means is when you set the hearing in public, because the whole process is supposed to be transparent, open, and public. You're setting your public hearing date as part of your public meeting. Then at least 14 to 15 days, I need to have that draft done and available for anybody who wishes to read it and come to your hearing to testify. So you've been receiving a lot of public comments and great stuff as you've been working through, which is really what you hope to do, that kind of early and continuous involvement from the public as you're thinking through this stuff. And so the public hearing testimony is of the formal record, if you will. All of this is part of the record, but when someone gets up during the hearing portion and gives you comments, it's actually public testimony during a hearing. And so that needs to be captured. And when you close the hearing, you consider the testimony. Those would be people that would be listed as basically parties of record should they, you know, not like the decision that eventually the adoption of whatever the council decides to adopt. So it doesn't mean what these people that get up during the hearing say, the public hearing, it's not like it's any more or less important. It's just the formal process. So all this stuff and this and everything that you've received is certainly good to have and to read and to think about. Because after you close your public hearing, then you get to mull this all over, what you've heard, what you've worked on, and think about whether or not any of the comments or any of the testimony that you've received is would cause you to want to make a change to the final recommendation that you make. So you deliberate on that after you close the hearing, and then and that can take one night. You can continue that on. That just is up to you how comfortable you feel with that. So that's the process. That's what I'd like for us to be able to accomplish tonight. And with that said, let's launch into the map and the talk about, you heard comments about when people think of mixed use, they think of upzoning, they think of higher densities, they think of high rise, they think of very urban things, which of course would not be appropriate in Black Diamond. But that's why I kind of wanted this handout, so that you could see that mixed-use development is becoming a more and more of a viable way to grow communities and infill and reuse property that maybe had been developed and is no longer, you know, marketable for whatever reason. It could be reused for another purpose. So it's not always about upzoning and density and creating, something that doesn't fit in Black Diamond. It's a way to sort of allow for some flexibility in the way that you create these neighborhoods or these nodes in our city that's fitting, that encourages more of an integrated development pattern. So that's kind of the way that I would like for us to think about mixed use. The zoning map is the same, you know, as our land use designation. So right now we're dealing with the comp plan and the comp plan future land use map, which if we make any changes to what we've adopted would have to result in us coming back and adopting an ordinance to amend the zoning map as well, because we're kind of a one-for-one right now in this city. But let's look at, we have commercial. We have town center commercial that exists. The town center commercial on your map is kind of this orangey color. You can see there's not very much of it, and its purpose is really to be applied to Old Town. And so this particular handout, I think the kind of the complete neighborhood description, the Main Street commercial description, that's the purpose of what we have in our town center designation. So yes, it is an area where you would expect to see a mix of uses and encourage a mix of uses. So it could be houses next to, you know, a coffee shop, that sort of thing, all in this little compact area. That's an area that is truly a mixed use designation that we have. But again, it's narrowly described and applied to Old Town. So then the other commercial area we have, if you go down this list, I'm just kind of going in the order of what the draft comp plan has, is the community commercial. And the community commercial is the area that's kind of a browny, dark maroony. You see that there's a lot of it. This designation was done, I'm thinking it was done in 2009, but it could have been earlier. And you see that it's basically on either side of the SR, you know, the state highway, 169, and it's got a gateway kind of a concept there. But if you really think about
what's allowed, no residential, you could end up with a development pattern that's going to be sort of a strip convenience center, or potentially, if there were big enough parcels there, which there is a few, but not many, you could maybe end up with a big box store if it was even, if it was marketable for that, which, you know, I don't know. We're not, you know. Right. So that's that area. That's what we have that right now. Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, just a question, Ms. Kincaid. The green line, is that the pipeline road?
Yeah.
Is that the potential pipeline road?
They're all, and so this is our comp plan 2035. This green is the same that's here. This has the labels of the roads because I was afraid to put more stuff on this map. But yes, that pipeline road is the one that's going east and west.
Oh, okay.
Right through the this blue business park, light industrial and the industrial, so you can see, and that's where it connects.
Sure. Got it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So then we move to the neighborhood commercial, which is the dark brown, and there's only got like two little places. One is where the Lake Sawyer grocery store is, and the German deli out there, and then the other one is just kind of around Roberts Drive, the triangle there. Very small use of that designation for the neighborhood commercial. The thing that's a little bit I'm going to say difficult in the way that we have created this designation, the way that we implement it through our zoning code, is that it does allow for residential, but only if it's part of a commercial development. So that is it's pretty limiting. It's not a real fluid, mixed-use sort of idea there. In fact, we run into trouble with it in just, you know, trying to figure out when someone wants to do. They're thinking like, well, I've had people come in that wanted to build a house there, and you say, well, you know, you can't unless you have a commercial component. So that's the one that that isn't particularly useful. So back to what do we do about these? They're say mixed use, but we don't really know what the intent was. I mean, I think that there was some intent when they did the MPDs, of course, but that's the underlying zoning, that's the underlying use that we have to think about and have some thoughtful discussion and purpose. So my first question is, do you when you read this, did it help you understand the mixed use concept at all?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah. Commissioner LaConte, on the mixed use part, the portion at the end of Roberts Road.
Mm-hmm.
When you say mixed use, does that also include high density residential?
Well, see, that's our problem. That just says mixed use, and it doesn't say anything about it.
That should be defined.
Right.
Because if you're looking at traffic flow problems, developing traffic flow, a high-density residential is going to affect that considerably.
Right. And what kind of mixed use is appropriate for that area?
I'd say you know what the plat map is already. Mm-hmm. Where is the residential area and mm-hmm. where is the business area?
Mm-hmm.
And define that in itself.
Well, we will have, Roberts and the road that come down there and form this kind of four corners idea. So the the MPDs haven't gotten that detailed in where exactly things are going to go. They're still.
Aren't the plat maps completed?
They have the permit itself is obviously completed. Now they're working on actually platting. It's not all platted. The platting is the considered the implementing phases. So
I mean, you must have a plat map as to where the apartments are going to be. And
well, we have conceptual maps.
Oh, so it's not.
Some areas have
building
been
out there.
Right, those areas have been platted. That's right. And in the one that's been platted, there is a little commercial area that's designated for commercial. But and the kind of commercial that they're envisioning to have in the master plan development are kind of I would say small scale, not large, you know, Fred Meyer or Safeway. They're looking at smaller,
right? Small stores
like, you know, an IGA or like a True Value sort of a thing. So so earlier in this discussion, my recommendation was really to get rid of the mixed use on this and make these areas neighborhood commercial or a community commercial.
And high-density residential.
Mm-hmm.
That should be in there, too.
Well, the underlying zoning is low density. Okay, so if you look at your map.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
What is the definition of the density levels?
So what this is, the crosshatching on this map, it's an overlay. So the under. And just like it floats over, the underlying density actually is low density residential. But the overlay and the fact that they went through the MPD permit process allows them to attain higher densities with conditions, with transfer development rights, with leaving huge areas in open space.
That doesn't sound like a good definition. To me,
well,
I mean, if you're going to have low density, then
well, we have a
it is.
We have a low density.
I mean, high density.
We don't have a high density designation.
But what are apartments?
We don't have them. We have low density and we have medium density. We do not have high density.
And they're all going to
Commissioners,
be
experts, or? Just a month. I need you to introduce yourself and speak louder into the microphone for the clerk.
I got hearing aids, and I don't know what my
appreciate the conversation. We just don't want to miss anything for the clerk.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Sorry.
So there is no high density. The apartment buildings and the higher densities that are being achieved there are being achieved through the special permit process and the development agreement. So it is. Allowing for apartments and higher density than anywhere else through the permit conditions itself. So they do have their own land use map and their own land use definitions, which is probably what you're asking me for, and I don't have a copy of that.
Yes,
that's exactly what
I'm asking for. Because
yeah.
That's going to, you know, if you call it one thing and then mm-hmm. it's really another, mm-hmm. then it's created kind of confusion in all the analysis of the entire region.
Well,
especially for traffic.
Mm-hmm. So we aren't proposing, though, to apply the land use designations in the MPD to this map because they're flexible. about where they go. So that's why we, that's why the decision to make it an overlay. And so then you pull out that MPD plan that's attached to their permit, and then you can see their design standards, their densities, their permitted types of use. It's almost like it has its own little, you know, set of rules, basically.
Well, does that get presented to us?
Pardon me?
Does that, those overlays get presented to us?
I could bring them to you, but they're online. They're online.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they have been vetted since the MPD was adopted. So I think what you're wanting is you're wanting the comp plan map to reflect the land use designations in the MPDs on this map. Is that kind of what you're thinking should be?
I'm looking for what's actually going to be built. You know, what the densities in different areas are going to be.
Well, see, that's just it. What actually gets built is probably not, once it's platted, you're absolutely right. Once these phases, because it's developing in phases, and once a phase is platted, final platted, then you know with certainty the density that's intended. At the moment, all of the areas that are not platted yet, they have the permission to do certain things, but whether or not they will actually choose to do that, you know, you wouldn't want to plan for something that may not happen too. It's kind of a balance. You want to be able to plan with enough surety that your plan's accurate. You know, if you build a whole bunch of infrastructure for something that they end up not doing, then that would probably, you don't want to overbuild and you don't want to underbuild. So anyway, so that if you're interested in the conceptual MPD land use map, it's online. I can certainly email it to you. But for our planning purposes, we know that that's the MPD, and yes, I think that we could definitely think about this, where these roads are planned. Those are areas that are going to be the traffic, that are going to take the traffic flows from the additional housing units.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Greatly appreciate it.
No, sure.
Ms. Kincaid, Chairman McCain here with a question. So just for an idea, and it might help to clarify the questions, this represents the pink area that we're talking, the mixed use that's on the west side of the city. How big of a piece of property is that, square footage-wise, acre-wise? Because they're not very big pieces incrementally, because they've got roads going through them. So
right.
Based on their natural size, it's not going to yield itself to a big development, many
they're
units.
Pretty big, and I didn't do that analysis. So I can't answer that question. This is probably, I want to say that pink area gross is probably about maybe 250 acres. And so then, you know, you're looking at, like you said, it's going to have roads and it's going to have right of way. And so that definitely cuts into, and it's actually chopping it into the four quadrants. So, you know, as far as a mixed use there, and it's going to be surrounded by housing, you know, it's butting right up against the trail, the regional trail that's going to go along there, and the King County unincorporated. So the way that a lot of these plats from the master plan developer, they're putting some lower densities on the fringe and kind of moving in to the center with more density. I think that's what I saw last time on their plan. But you know, it seems to me that if we wanted to, you know, we can't just leave it mixed use. So if we wanted to change that to something that we actually can understand what it means, then it probably would be a fitting thing to make, just simply make it into like the neighborhood commercial instead of mixed use.
Commissioner Seth, I have a question. So can you explain, I guess I'm getting a little confused about what our purpose here is to kind of do the 30,000 foot level.
Right.
You know, zoning. We're not necessarily rezoning anybody's particular piece of property.
Mm-mm.
We're here to say this is what we would like to see in a particular area.
Right.
And you're telling us that the mixed-use designation that is currently on the comprehensive plan map is incompatible with our zoning?
No, it's not incompatible. It was just never implemented. So it's been designated as mixed use, but there is no mixed use zone.
Right. We don't have a mixed use zone.
Yeah, we don't have a mixed use zone.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
So it's
so it's incompete. It may be
right. So we could either create a mixed use zone.
Yeah, we could create a mixed use zone or not.
Or we could just reassign it to
exactly
a zone that we already have.
Right.
Which your recommendation is either commercial. What did you say?
Probably the neighborhood commercial would be.
Neighborhood commercial, mm-hmm. Right. And so can you explain or clarify exactly what neighborhood commercial?
Sure, and we have it. This is from the comp plan, too. So basically, you know, this is the one that small-scale neighborhood centers, it's pretty, you know, it seems like it's fitting to what they're thinking that they're going to bring into the developments is.
Okay, and that was another question I had, too, is like, so we are trying to essentially match what we believe will probably be built in that area. Is that kind
there's that, but then the other side of that is the reason why it's important to have the underlying zoning is that if, remember, the MPD isn't forever, that overlay isn't forever, and so should that overlay, for whatever reason, their permit expires or, you know, I don't know what, then, you know, what would that area
revert
what would it be? What
right.
would it revert to?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So,
are you asking?
So my recommendation actually for that is that, is that it should change to neighborhood commercial and we should just get rid of the mixed use.
Is that the same recommendation for the other mixed use?
This other one up here at the top triangle,
mm-hmm.
This one, you've got the highway, and you're going to have this this particular road coming off of it, which is called the North Connector. And it's going to be flanked by the business park, light industrial, on either side of it. You've got the industrial there, so.
Commissioner Olson,
mm-hmm.
That's what I recall when we spoke about mm-hmm. this at the last meeting.
Yeah.
So that's no longer, I believe you had suggested at that time to rezone it or label it business park and light industrial.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still what you're recommending for that area?
Well, I am not,
no.
Because what I was thinking would fit after I started talking and thinking about it some more, you know, we have all of this already as the business park and light mm-hmm. industrial. I think there's more than we could actually ever develop out
right.
with that.
Yeah.
And part of the conversation back then, if I remember, was that the landowner or the largest landowner in that area was finding it acceptable for the business park.
Mm-hmm.
And light industrial. Do you know if he's also acceptable with this change?
Well, this up here, this is part of the MPD.
Right. So this wasn't the same area then?
Mm-mm.
Okay. That was a different conversation.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm misunderstood.
Yeah. So,
I'm sorry. Could I, you know, as a, just kind of a comment here, I guess, we've heard comments from the public too about landowners and, you know, their rights. You know, I guess, and you know, the right to make a profit, the right not to make a profit, and that kind of thing. And I think really as commissioners, what we need to do is make sure that whatever's best for the community, not necessarily for any particular property owner, but at the same time, you have to balance the rights of the property owner to, mm-hmm. to be able to use the highest and best use of his property, which, you know, may not always be in balance with what the community wants. And so, so you know, as much as we appreciate both, I don't want to speak for anybody, but as much as I appreciate the comments that we hear about, you know, making sure that we keep things low density and that, you know, everybody's had their, you know, they have no trouble selling and they're going to make a lot of money and things like that. And that could possibly be true. It's also important to recognize that as a property owner, they have certain rights and, mm-hmm. And that it's not really our job to, in my opinion, to prohibit anything, you know, within reason. And, you know, and I think we really should just try to find a balance between what's the best and highest use for a property, but what's also best for Black Diamond. And so, you know, I don't want anybody thinking that me personally am here to try to, you know, earn, you know, try to get the most money for somebody I don't even know. Mm-mm. Or, you know, on the flip side, try to prohibit somebody from attempting to make any kind of money on their own personal property. I mean, property rights are a very important personal issue, and so people should be able to do just about anything they want within reason, in my opinion, as long as it balances out with the needs of the community. So,
well, just a comment. Whoops.
Chairman
McCain here, and really just to kind of redefine our role. So we're going to just be in a position to make recommendations to the city council, and they're going to actually be the final decision maker here. So we are really looking at this at a 30,000 foot level to say what would the community be served best by, and ideally with more people moving into the community, we want to certainly address issues like what Mr. Rimbos just presented us with. We want to look at traffic and sprawl and all those kinds of things and sort of have a vision for what the community service-wise is going to need. And I think that redefining this area into neighborhood commercial or some other use is really going to provide some services for the people in Black Diamond and other people that are abutting it to, you know, create less time on the road and to make things more convenient overall. So, indeed, we are just going to look at what might be best in our opinion based on the information from the director and pass that on to the city council for a final decision. So,
right, and also, you know, that comment from Commissioner Seth is very important, and it's also doesn't even necessarily have anything to do with the property owners, but looking at what is realistically feasible in our plan, it doesn't really do us much good as a community to plan something that is never going to happen because it's not economically feasible.
Commissioner Olson, I just want to put my comment into context. I was more referring to that it's been stated a couple times when we're talking about areas that somebody has reached out to that person and they're okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just, yeah. We just need to treat everyone equally.
Right.
So if we're reaching out to some people and checking their, you know, mm-hmm. What's their temperature, then we, you know, should do it to everyone.
Oh, yes. And these were people, though, I should add, that had already submitted comment letters.
Mm-hmm.
Agree
with
Commissioner
Seth also.
So that wasn't just a random, you know, yeah. And hopefully, you know, people will be paying attention, and those property owners that want to come in and talk about their property and what they think, if they think that we should reconsider the designation that's being proposed, let's hope that, you know, that's why we're trying to have a very public process so that opportunity is afforded to everyone.
So does anybody have an objection with the new neighborhood commercial in the council, or should we have a discussion about it?
Well, and just as a point that Chairman McCain here, I just wanted to get a clarification on Ms. Kincaid's recommendation for the north piece of property, because I don't think we finished that conversation.
Right.
So what would be your recommendation for that piece?
A community commercial.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's going to be, you know, that's kind of a continuation of that that gateway corridor idea. I think that we will want to, take a look at our implementing zoning and try to clean that up to make it more flexible for a mix of uses than it is now, and try to avoid ending up with a, you know, an Aurora 99 strip mall thing. So, yeah.
Chairman McCain here, and I think I like that community commercial designation on that piece, because eventually we're going to need a hotel or some sort of lodging for people, and I think that the community commercial zoning designation would allow something like that, which I think would be a real practical use for part of that property.
I have a question, Commissioner Olson. There's two bullet points labeled community commercial. Mm-hmm. Are they both this? Are they? Is that a typo? Is it?
No, those are two of the criteria.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So the designation criteria is listed then. So you have these three little descriptions, and then you go into these bullets that are designations. So a community commercial, the two overarching designation criteria are that they should be located along major arterial routes to serve the broader community, which that area is, wide range of goods and services. And then the other bullet is that along a major arterial, which that one is, if we recommend that that's going to be community commercial. Yeah.
And the North Connector Road is going to be considered a major arterial? Because the majority of the area is mm-hmm. really mm-hmm. on that road and not 169.
Mm-hmm. It, you know, I don't know the answer to that, if that's going to be classified as a major arterial or not.
Mm-hmm.
I would think so, because these are main roads, connector roads.
If it's not classified as a major arterial, would you still recommend the community commercial?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it still fits the criteria with the SR-169.
Chairman McCain here. I'm a little bit confused, Barb, with the community commercial designation on the front of this handout and then the bullet points. I guess I'm confused as to what purpose the bullet point part serves.
Mm-hmm.
It seems redundant but yet confusing because,
you know,
it doesn't say the same thing as it says on the front.
You know what maybe we ought to do is put the bullet designating criteria underneath each section.
Yeah.
Well, I think indeed that would make things somewhat easier.
So that's going to be a change in Chapter 5, because I think that'll be a lot better. And then if there are inconsistencies, I'll clean those up. What particularly did you think was inconsistent with the large scale?
Well, I just, on the front page, when it talks about community commercial, it does talk about motels and inns and mm-hmm. the needs of the motoring public. And then it says something quite a bit different. So you're not 100% sure whether the bullets are
uh-huh.
an ad or if
okay.
The information is redundant. But I do think that would help to get them all on the same page.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think that's great. That's going to be a lot easier for people to understand what that is after each. Okay.
So, Commissioner Stephanie, so what's tonight's intent was to ask our, basically to either affirm or reject or modify your recommendation.
Exactly, and to move, to complete this conversation, because we were thinking that was the right thing to do, but then, you know, I felt like we needed to do a little more research and come back with the map and with the transportation, the new roads, and
So that is exactly it. If we could, you know, if you want, if you have consensus and you feel comfortable affirming that, yes, that would be the right thing to do on the land use map, and then to make this change to Chapter 5, then we've got our first draft ready to go to hearing.
Commissioner Olson, is anybody else questioning and wondering if maybe we should look at also neighborhood commercial for this area? No? Okay.
No.
You don't.
I said no.
No, I couldn't hear your question.
Oh,
it was my question. Yeah. Am I allowed to respond?
No, sorry.
Yeah. I was just asking if anybody was questioning this area here and thinking about neighborhood commercial.
Instead of community.
Instead of community. Community commercial.
And Chairman McCain here. For the record, Ms. Kincaid, if you would just recant your exact recommendations, because we're getting, it's getting real confusing. So your recommendation for the north property.
The north triangle.
Is the community commercial designation?
Yes. Just for the lavender part that is currently designated mixed use.
And then your recommendation for the westerly portion?
Mm-hmm, would be neighborhood commercial instead of mixed use.
Okay, commissioners, are you, that's clear now? Two different suggestions regarding change. Commissioner LaFonte?
I think if it's going to be commercial, neighborhood commercial, but it's going to include apartments, shouldn't that be stated in there too?
He's talking about the lower.
Yes, mm-hmm. Residential.
The western side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the western side. Section. So our neighborhood commercial right now, it allows for some residential. It doesn't specifically say apartments. It doesn't have densities associated with it in a commercial. In the commercial designations, you don't typically do densities like you do with residential land use designations or zones. And the reason why is that you kind of want to keep it flexible. Now, is an apartment building an allowed use in the neighborhood commercial currently? No.
I guess by the definition, it's commercial venture.
Mm-hmm. Right. It would have to have some portion of it detached or attached. So either residential is going to be on a second story, or you're going to have a residential unit that's on the same parcel as the commercial, maybe in the back or something like that. But the idea of apartment buildings is something that. We don't, other than in the MPD, which has to go through all of its own special review and permitting, we do not have a zone, we don't have any designation or allowance for apartment buildings, other than in the MPD.
So, Chairman McCain, again, and I know where I can see how this is getting
it's
confused.
It's very confusing,
The commercial development types, vertical mixed use and horizontal mixed use is allowed based on the definition of the handout that we received. But we have issues such as height restrictions in the city, a lot of restrictions that are in play now that would make something like that not a viable venture.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be for someone else, another body, to address as time moves on.
Well, you'll be addressing it because we're going to have to come through with the zoning map and look at our zoning code and think about whether or not when we did this community, wherever there's a community commercial designation, then in the implementing zone allows for, it's not clear in the code right now what that actually allows for. So there are height limitations, but that'll be our next big piece of work when we get done with this.
So as a point of clarification, it is separate from what we're trying to do with this comp plan currently. Okay. Is that helpful, Commissioner Lacante? That we're
somewhere. Thank you.
Commissioner Seth, I have one other question too. So commercial buildings, multifamily housing is also considered commercial. Is that not correct?
That is one of those really gray areas, and whether or not, you know, it's a residential use or commercial use. Typically, it's considered a residential use, multifamily housing, even though it may be
but most of the
for
time,
rent. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
And I guess you can split hairs on it. I guess I'd say that it's a residential use, but it is often zoned in commercial zoned. Or built, it's placed.
Yes, exactly.
It's allowed, I guess, in commercial zones like commercial arterial, or even possibly in if the city, the council decided we could designate the community commercial area to include multifamily housing.
We absolutely could, and it may make really good sense to do that.
Right.
Okay. Because we do want to be able to have a community commercial that is that really is
you
truly
want people to
more
live
of
where
a
they're
mix.
Gonna eat and work and play.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
Yeah, you want people to be able, and this is for 2035, I think, is what we're talking about. And
right.
So, the growth. I think I read somewhere that Washington State over 100,000 new 120 something thousand new residents. In Washington State last year, and so the people are coming.
They are,
and so you're going to have to accommodate somehow, and eventually, multifamily housing is probably one of the easiest way to accommodate all the new population growth. But I guess my point was that we could allow multifamily use in the neighborhood. Neighborhood commercial.
We could, and I think we'll want to do our analysis on that and see how that looks. But I think that because right now we have, we allow multiplexes, duplex, fourplex, but not apartments.
Right.
So
and those the word apartment is kind of strikes as like a certain image or whatever, and just looking at some of these mixed use kind of commercial buildings that you presented to us, I could see that where you have like a storefront on the first level and then some housing on maybe a second and third floor of housing, and so I think for a later conversation we could discuss about exactly what the residential density is going to be in that area.
Right.
And it sounds like to me, because I'm not that familiar with the MPDs, but it sounds like to me that there's some alignment that has to occur between what the MPDs might build. And, but that's only in that particular area.
Yeah.
The rest of the city is not, other than maybe some other MPDs that are out there, but generally we're not as restricted by what these MPDs are kind of tying our hands to.
Well, and as time goes by, they're getting, obviously, their plans are getting more solidified, which helps, because they have to think ahead, once they build a certain number of units, they've got to have a school. So they're already thinking ahead to, where would that school be and looking at acquisition. So as time goes by, I think that we'll have a better understanding of that. How to integrate that. And I think that's really important because I see that as a big piece of what we need to try to do as a planning commission and as a community to try to integrate this this development to the city.
Yes, and I would agree. I think Chairman King mentioned earlier about making sure that we're clear as a planning commission and the public's clear on what our role is and responsibilities as a planning commission, and I believe that helping make recommendations for zoning for certain areas, or even, you know, this 30,000 level what we're trying to accomplish tonight is mm-hmm. is just the beginning of the process, and that we're trying to essentially create a blanket or an overarching kind of map.
Right.
And then under that is when we come back later and kind of determine
that's when you get
what
down
the zone means.
More into the weeds, exactly. Right. And the other thing to remember, too, is that this should be looked at every year.
Yes.
You know, your comp plan.
It should be a docket plan every year.
It should be a docket, and so you'll be seeing a docket every year once we get this adopted for changes that you'll be able to recommend changes on the docket to the comp plan. We'll staff will be able to, and also the citizens will.
Right, and the hope, in my opinion, the hope would be that by the time the next major update is due, that most of the work's already been done.
Mm-hmm.
Instead
right.
of having to play catch up like we like we're doing currently, because of all the issues over the last few years.
Right.
Thank you, Commissioner Seth. And one more, this Chairman McCain, just with another question. At some point in time, the city's going to have to address a low-income housing component.
Yeah.
I would assume, and I don't know where that threshold is, but I think being open-minded to what the city's going to be required to do as a growing suburban city around a thriving metropolitan area like we're in King County, we're going to have some responsibilities with low-income housing and affordable housing that we'll have to address later on down the road. The work has just begun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that balance of, you know, affordability can tip the scales, not just in the cost of the housing, but also all of the extra, like, do they have to get in the car and drive for, 100 miles to get a job, or is there flexibility close to home for them to have a micro business that may keep one person from commuting? And so, there's a lot of that to think about. It's, we've got actually a lot of great things to work on.
Great. Well, commissioners, is there any further discussion about this issue? Are we feeling like we can make a recommendation that can go along with what the city is asking us to adopt? If so, I need a motion.
Or to recommend.
To recommend the changes to the land use designation from mixed use to community commercial on the north side of town and neighborhood commercial on the west boundary?
I move that we adopt the recommendation of staff to redesignate the western mixed use as designated on the comprehensive working draft plan map from mixed use to neighborhood commercial, and the north mixed-use designation on the map from mixed-use to community commercial.
Can I have a second to that?
Second.
So we'll take a vote. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
No.
The motion's carried. So we will adopt the changes as proposed by Ms. Kincaid here tonight and put those as part of our packet to be passed up as a recommendation to the City Council after we have our public hearing.
Mm-hmm. Great. So that'll be the exhibit will reflect those changes, the map exhibit in Chapter 5 of your land use draft. And so now if I could ask if you would be willing to set your public hearing at this time.
I don't see any reason why not. And the available dates, I know you mentioned something, a date in August.
August 7 is your next regularly scheduled, meeting date. And if you're comfortable with that, we could notice the public hearing for August 7th.
And where would we be holding that? Would we be holding it here?
Here.
Mm-hmm. Regular Planning Commission time?
Mm-hmm.
Would we have a draft beforehand?
You will. And this is something we need to figure out how to, because it's big, lots of paper. So the public hearing draft has to be together no later than July 20th, I would say, for you to review and for the public to have a copy of it. And so we would have it all posted and available on the web page for people to go and download or to read. Do you commissioners want paper copies?
No.
No.
Okay.
Is that, do we have agreement with everybody? Donna, would you, is that fine?
We do have the traffic chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It was done a while ago.
No, we have. We have it. Yeah.
I'm going to call the meeting back to order. Let's go ahead and finish our conversation, Ms. Kincaid. So is staff going to have enough time to get this information posted to the website by the 20th and July 20th, which is 10 days from now, to be able to notice the public correctly for that hearing on the 7th? Is that doable?
Yeah, it is August 7th, so the notice will be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. So 15 days, really, the notice has to go out on July 23rd. So, yes, that is doable.
Okay.
And so then you'll get the notice will go out, and you'll get an email that the draft is available, and it'll be posted on the website. So,
Commissioner Sick, could I make a recommendation? Mm-hmm. Could we, on the email, could we get a link to the...
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Directly to the packet?
Yeah.
Thank you.
And Chair McCain here, would we be expecting the changes to Chapter 5, Barb, with that material, or will that come separately?
No, everything, and including, all of the stuff that we've worked through, the changes, it'll all be reflected in that one final, and by final, I mean it is the public hearing draft.
Final draft.
Okay. Final draft.
All right.
You to have a hearing, yes.
So for clarification, commissioners, we will not be getting any separate update to this Chapter 5 where the bullets are put on the front. We won't be getting that
separately. Not a separate
piece,
no.
We'll be getting that all in the draft piece that will be available on the 20th.
Right.
And Commissioner Olson, for clarification, at this hearing we take in the comments, and then we don't make a decision that night. We do deliberate talk, and is that correct?
That is up to you, and I think that's a good discussion to have before we leave. And of course, we don't really know what to expect in terms of how many people will come in to provide testimony.
Mm-hmm.
You can go a really long night, or you can close the hearing if once everyone has a chance, and then you could continue your deliberation at another day, and it could.
And we're able to schedule. We can schedule more than one meeting a month, right?
You could.
If we needed
right.
to.
Right, but if we did, I believe it would be a special meeting, which has different ramifications.
We would just need to make sure that at the close of your hearing or before you adjourn for the night, you announce the day of the special meeting, and then we'll make sure and observe the 24-hour notice requirements.
If it's necessary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because the other option is, in my opinion, is to wait until the next meeting.
Yeah.
Right. And just continue deliberations at that meeting.
Just feels like a month. And
it could be a month.
It's every, like, once a month. Mm-hmm. It just feels like we could do this quicker. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If we met more. I know that's not typical.
Yeah.
But
all
of us can do that.
It's not a bad suggestion. But that will give us some time to go through. Between now and when we get the draft plan, we can also look through the traffic comments that were provided for us. And then will there be any other opportunity for public input between now and the 20th? Or will all public comment will have to wait until the hearing?
Well, people can certainly send written comment in at any time, and we will receive that, and we will forward that to you.
Okay, so we'll find a better way to distribute that,
mm-hmm.
Commissioner, so that we can have it ahead of time. it is a little daunting to be given a 25-page packet on the night of our meeting. So I appreciate your patience with this process. So, all right. So since we are finished and we've made some decisions regarding the comprehensive plan update, and we have set the hearing date for August 7th for next month, and the public will be duly noticed, we can move to our next item on the agenda, which is additional public comment. If the public would like to take this time to provide comment to the Planning Commission, please do so. You can step to the podium. Step to the podium, cite your name and your city for the record.
Hello, Planning Commissioners. My name is Kristen Bryant. I'm from Bellevue, and I grew up in Black Diamond. And I have a regional comment to make, first of all. Being a King County resident, I think it's important to remember that there is a regional planning body, the Puget Sound Regional Council, as well as King County, that looks at infrastructure that's maintained by King County, such as our sewers and our roads, and even regional parks. And the planning done by those bodies, while there is expected to and projected to be a lot of people moving to our region over the next 20 years, they have looked at that and designated regional growth centers, projected and targeted growth for a lot of places along the I-5 corridor and not for Black Diamond. I just, you know, heard the remark, and I've heard it off and on for many years about, well, you know, people got to live somewhere. When they look at the Oak Point development of, you know, over 6,000 units planned for Black Diamond, and what, you know, is really hard for the average person to know if they're not, you know, following all these policies closely, is that we do pay our taxes to regional planners to look at that, and they do not recommend putting 6,000 units of growth in Black Diamond, nowhere near that much. We're probably at least three times over the target just from one developer and the plans that they have made. And the reason is to protect the rural area, to protect the environment, to protect our future taxes from maintaining all these future roads and all this far-flung infrastructure as opposed to in growth centers. And so I know you guys probably know that about the regional planning, but I felt it was important to get on the record because I certainly don't want to pay for a bunch of roads out to Black Diamond and, you know, friends in Ravensdale and Cumberland and Green Valley Road, and all these people around Black Diamond also worry about all that growth coming way to the southeast, and we have already accepted plenty of permitting in Black Diamond. The other comment I wanted to make is that we saw a couple of meetings ago a lot of public input in the packet, and maybe there's been some other you know, conversations that you've had or input that you could take into account from things that you know around town. But I'm concerned about the scheduling of the public hearing because I haven't heard the commission make any changes in response to a lot of that input. No changes in draft wording. The plan has some areas that it could be improved. I may be incorrect, there may have been a few, but by and large, the comments that I read, and I haven't gone through all the information that came, you know, tonight, but from prior meetings, does not seem to have been taken into account. And although it sounds like you can still take it into account, putting forth a public hearing draft and then making a bunch of changes after the hearing when you have some information and consider making those changes sooner seems like is going to be confusing to the public and frustrating to people if you make a lot of changes after the public hearing when you have input now that really doesn't seem to have been fully implemented, I'll say. that I think that the commission is still in a meeting tonight. You could still discuss whether you want one more meeting to actually make changes and not have that hearing on August 7th, but perhaps push it to September, because there are a lot of opportunities for changes in that draft before it's published to the public. Thank you.
Is there any other public comment? If so, please. All right. I'd ask for public comment one more time. None being received, I will entertain a motion for adjournment of this meeting.
I move we adjourn.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to close this meeting of the July 10th Planning Commission. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you, commissioners.